The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. And there was a interaction yesterday and today, last night, today. Unrelated to each other, but both in the area issue of slavery. And it's kind of like, gee, because, you know, this doesn't go away. And one was in reference to a third party, a report mentioned the sound of freedom in a very positive way. And because it's the thing that I've been struggling with for some time. Because when I look at Sound of Freedom, that is a scam. It is a money-making scam. I've documented that. I documented that, back last July. At that time, they had some like 40-some million dollars in their bank, and they walked away with another nine figures from movie sales. And of course, they're facing, criminal and civil issues and so forth. It's a scam. But it concerns me that people are still endorsing that, including, the issue of it being the sex trade, the fastest growing, it surpassed arms and is getting to the drug trade. You know where that information came from? Completely just plucked out of the air. It's just something that sounds good. It is for the sizzle, as they described it, is the term they use, sizzled. And it really bothered me to see that, and I did attempt to contest it. But the other thing is, I looked into Alternative, a group out of Russia, out of Moscow, that was Oleg Melnikov, who started the group many years ago. And when he apparently died in Ukraine, because he was not well received, the organization seemed to have stopped, but I just checked the site and they seem to be active again, which is encouraging. They no longer have an English version of their page there, but it's there. And I do see a new page describing slavery, what it is, and it looked, at least in the auto-translated English, looks very good. So I'm wondering, do I contact them again? Because I did attempt to contact them 2 years ago, whatever it was. But I did also, and so I'll put it on now. I saw this thing, prequel to Discovery and Thunderbolts. And one of the things I find in that is here's somebody, these two gentlemen, one has passed, but these two gentlemen is pushing an idea. It's called the polar configuration. The idea that many, many years ago, when you'd look up, you wouldn't see, the alignment of the planets was radically different. And of course, in the gravitational model, that takes, millions or billions of years to change. In the electric model, it happens almost immediately. And so there is some, hint of when would that may have occurred. And it would seem rational during the flood. I don't know. But the point is to be able to examine things that seem, this violates what I'm used to. And this is that's the whole point of leaving it there. Because I would like to, I would, if I could again, encourage my kids. Okay, here's something that goes against the long-held belief, and they offer evidence as to why this may be. They're not saying this is definitive, but they're saying there's a whole lot of evidence in this direction, so we're looking for what is definitive. And it requires an exercise of your mind and not holding on to a dogma that is just simply based on authorities or tradition. So it's something I want to encourage my kids on, because I do think that there is some merit to, there's a lot of merit to what they say. But one last thing, I've been working on, I've had a couple issues with Shofar Nexus that I said, okay, I'm going to do this later, because, you know, one of the things I put into it many years ago is if it runs and a bug shows up, it restarts. And it used to be for the program to start up, took a couple seconds, 3 seconds or so. Now it takes typically a quarter second or less, because I've improved a lot of things, made it very efficient. So when a bug occurs, one of the things is it would consume memory and not give it up. And that was a problem. And I said, well, I know I want to address this well and address it simply. And I kept pushing it off because the restart thing just took care of it. And I figured, okay, there's a way to address the bulk of it. And I pretty much got that in. I did introduce a bug somewhere, and I just got too tired to find it. But I'm really pleased, because it's that issue, and there's an issue with the DNS, domain name system, that were a major hurdle that I needed to... it's kind of, yes, I know what to do, but I just got to do it. And it took time to do, and I kept pushing it off. So if I get the other DNS thing in, there's a third thing I want to, the way the source code is actually would be embedded into the system. So when you get it, you get not only the program, but you get the original source. So this is open source on steroids kind of thing. That's still, it's partial there, but it's not completed. So I want to, but that doesn't generate revenue. So I keep pushing that off, but those are the major issues. And, so I have one, have a bug defined, and then this one more semi-major thing with the DNS to adjust. And then I have the email list working. So with that, I hope to start pushing that and saying, all right, because so many other things, people are falling away. I got to find others. So with the email list thing, I hope I can broaden my market, and I hope I can do it in time, because life is difficult. And of course, I'm going to get the technology. Why? Again, to address the slavery issue. But it's a focus. It really is a big focus. And of course, the underlying thing about the email thing is it's a technique for an individual to try to reconcile with a group, to find one or more within that group to privately reconcile with. This is part of the underlying goal, and I'm going to pursue that with various people from churches I've been a part of that I still can contact, my family, and of course my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, Dorothy Jane. You're really cute. When I see your pictures of, when I see a picture of you, I can't help it but having to stop and dwell and look and marvel. This is the lady the Lord gave me to be one with, and I take such joy in her. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.